Fewer people are getting vaccinated in recent days. The 7-day average of COVID-19 shots administered in the U.S. has dropped to under 2 million a day for the first time since March. And some states are even turning down doses. To put this into context, only about a third of the country is fully vaccinated. That's far below what's needed for widespread herd immunity. And there's also other news about the vaccine. Pfizer is asking the FDA for full approval of its vaccine. This is a shift from emergency authorization, and it has important national implications. Let's bring in Dr. Ashish Jha. He's dean of the Brown University School of Public Health, an expert in global health policy. And Dr. Jha, welcome back, and let's start with the Pfizer's request for full authorization. How important is that shift?
So on one hand, you could say, well, it won't make a huge difference on a day-to-day functional basis. People can get their Pfizer shot now. They will be able to get it after the full approval. But I actually think symbolically it's very important because for some proportion of people, the fact that the vaccines have been issued under emergency use authorization, you know, gives them a little bit of hesitation on whether to get it or not. And this really will, the full approval will make a big difference in helping people feel much more confident about the vaccine. It'll help businesses feel more confident about mandating vaccines. I think it will end up making a big difference.
On the subject of businesses, the shot would allow, as you said, businesses and public establishments to mandate the shot. Why is that? And do you anticipate more of that going forward?
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to a lot of businesses. I think they're thinking about it and many of them are leaning towards it. And the reason they're thinking about it is because people want to create a safe work environment. And if you want to be able to bring people back safely into your office, and if you don't want to require that everybody be masked up all the time and socially distanced all the time, and for, you know, forever going forward, then the best way to really ensure safety is to make sure that everybody's vaccinated. And companies get that, and they feel a certain sense of obligation to protect their workers. They're on the fence, and the full approval may help them jump off that fence and go ahead and do that mandate.
There is some worry, however, that this approval could prevent other vaccine makers from being able to get emergency authorizations for their vaccines, since emergency use is generally enacted when there are no other options. Doctor, is that problematic?
I don't think that's going to happen because, of course, part of what's happening is that we're still in a public health emergency. We're not done yet. And so I think the FDA will look at each individual new application in that light. Now, there is a question of, you know, how many more new vaccines do we need in the United States? There are several that are potentially coming online, Novavax, AstraZeneca. But right now we have such a glut of vaccines. We have so much vaccines across America. Even if it ends up being a hindrance, it's not going to really affect Americans in any meaningful way.
How long do you think this authorization will take, assuming it's approved?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good question. I mean, under normal circumstances, these things can take many, many months. Of course, we're not under normal circumstances. So I think the FDA is going to feel some pressure to try to do this, ideally in the next month or 6 weeks.
Okay. Doctor, let's turn to some other vaccine news. There was this study published in the New England Journal of Medicine that shows current vaccines are very effective against some very worrying variants, including the first one found in South Africa. How significant is this?
Oh, it's really both very significant and terrific, terrific news. The thing that people need to understand is that these variants are a problem. I think it'd be unfair to suggest otherwise. And some of them do cause breakthrough infections, even if you're vaccinated. But these are remarkable vaccines. They hold up in terms of preventing severe illness. So even if you're unfortunate enough to have one of those breakthrough infections, you're extremely unlikely to get very sick, get hospitalized, or die from this.
There's this other study that points, though, to the importance of herd immunity. And of course, we've been talking a lot about this over the last few days. But a team at Johns Hopkins found that fewer than half of organ transplant patients who received two doses of vaccine produced any antibodies at all. And if they did, the amount was much smaller than people with stronger immune systems. This is kind of devastating news for people with suppressed immune systems. What does this mean in terms of public health?
Yeah, it's a really important study and it's a really important point. There are always going to be those among us in our population who are immunocompromised, who are not going to have the same immune response. And one of the reasons we've got to get as many people vaccinated as possible and build up population level immunity to very, very high level is that it not just protects individuals who got vaccinated, but it protects those among us who do have compromised immune systems. There are many, many reasons to get vaccinated. It's not just about you. And my hope is that over time, as more Americans become comfortable getting vaccinated, we will be able to get to 80, 90% vaccinations. I'm actually pretty confident that we will. It's going to be work, but part of it is going to be about appealing to people's, you know, sense of duty, not just to themselves, but to their fellow Americans.
On the same token, Doctor, we're still seeing super spreader events, including there was one just recently in Oregon where a church that sued over restrictions created a super spreader event in recent weeks. So far, at least 74 people infected. What is your takeaway there?
We're not done with this pandemic. And actually, at this moment, it is riskier than ever to be unvaccinated because you have these pretty contagious strains that are circulating at high levels, and they're circulating among unvaccinated people. So we are going to see super spreader events like that among unvaccinated people. But my hope is that it reminds people that the virus isn't going to be gone. People need to get vaccinated and continue to do some basic public health things to get us through what I think will be this transition period before we're at a much, much better place as we get into the summer and fall.
It's Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of the Brown University Public Health School. Doctor, as always, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back.